This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. These are some of the biggest and most exciting things that happened this week in the world of options. So, first things first, Happy New Year. I am so excited. I just got back from an amazing cruise. I'm feeling all relaxed and rejuvenated and super ready just to dominate 2023 in my personal life, in my investing life, as a mom, in all areas of my life. And I'm wishing you tons of Happy New Year newness as well as you're going into this year. And hopefully you are just ready to dominate this year as well. So this is the first trading week of the year, the first trading week of 2023. And let me tell you something, the first trading day of the year started off, it came in with a bang, right? The market's been down the last few weeks and the Santa rally didn't really come the way we were hoping it would come. And the Santa rally is usually the last week of the year. The market usually just like rallies, right? And we didn't really see tons of that. We saw small rallies, but nothing huge. So I don't know, maybe Santa didn't come this year. But either way, the first trading day of the year really came in with a bang, okay? And one of the biggest things that we saw was Apple. You guys, I love Apple. I own tons of Apple stock. I love trading Apple. And let me tell you, Apple came in with a vengeance. And typically they're up a lot of times the first week of the year. And for this first trading day, they came in, Apple stock totally shoots up. And I will say I had bought some calls on Apple, and then I noticed that it was starting to fall. I took my 10% profit and immediately went in and started buying puts on Apple. And Apple completely just started to tank, okay? I think it went down about $4 or $5 a share. And they lost $800 billion in market capitalization on the first trading day of the year. So for those of you that don't know, market capitalization is the total value of all of the publicly traded shares of a company. Apple's market capitalization fell below $2 trillion for the first time in a very, very long time. And just on the first trading day, or in the first couple of trading days of the year, their market capitalization fell by $800 billion. So if anyone else had puts on Apple this week, good for you. You're probably able to make a bunch of money. So that was one big thing that happened. I will say that I know I personally did not expect that, and I don't think anyone else expected that to happen, but I was still able to capitalize on that, and so many of my students as well. So that's really exciting. Now, one of the reasons why this happened is because Apple has been having so many manufacturing issues, you guys. Like, it's crazy. Like, they're saying they can't get their AirPods produced, and they're talking about stop making certain MacBooks because they're having issues, and people are just like, what is going on with this production? And so all these production and manufacturing issues are starting to affect the company stock in a negative way, right? And so I'm really eager to see how Apple's going to move the rest of the year. They're at their 52-week low, which I'm personally excited about. I'm going in and actually buying more shares of Apple. I am very confident that they are going to be able to turn this thing around and get Apple stock back where it should be. So I think this is a lot of opportunity for us to be looking for longer term calls or leaps on Apple stock for 6, 8, 12 months out from now. And I think there's going to be a lot of ways to profit from there. Okay. So some other big things that happened this week, we'd like to kind of do some earnings plays every now and then. One company that really shot up was Smart Global Holdings. Their ticker symbol is SGH. I know many people in my community was actually able to make money by purchasing calls ahead of their earnings release, and they killed their earnings, did really, really well. And they also announced they were expecting a positive outlook for the next quarter. And so that triggered their stock to go up about 4.95%, made good money off of that. So shout out to a lot of my students and people in my community that were able to make money off of that earnings. So what are we looking for next week, right? As far as next week, really looking to see how, consumer sentiment, right? How are people feeling? A lot of people are feeling very leery about how the year is starting off, how the market's starting off down for the year, the pending recession, jobless claims are still pretty high. So people just aren't super confident, right? So that's what I'm really looking to see, is how are the markets going to perform next week based on how people are feeling just very, very uneasy at the start of the year, all right? So some of the companies that will be releasing their earnings next week, there's a lot of big financial companies, believe it or not, releasing their earnings next week. Some of the companies that I'm personally keeping my eyes on, and you guys should as well, JP Morgan, Bank of America, BlackRock, and one of my favorite airlines, Delta Airlines, will be releasing their earnings. And I know they've been doing pretty well financially for the past couple quarters. So I'm really excited to see how all of these stocks perform and how all the earnings, how the earnings turn out for all of these companies next week. So those are just a few that we should be watching and keeping our eyes on. All right. In addition to that, Apple. So I would like to end today's show with a money mantra. I absolutely love money mantras. I say money mantras literally all day long. And I wanted to share this one with you for the first week of the year, which is my favorite money mantra. I say it all throughout the day. Okay. And I hope that you say it and add it to your life as well. Please repeat after me. I am a money magnet. I am a money magnet. This is one of my favorite money mantras. I say it all the time because I truly believe that I am a money magnet and that money is naturally drawn to me from all areas of my life. So hopefully you'll apply that to your life as well. And I will see you guys on the next episode. And in the meantime, keep your money on your mind and your mind on your options. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.